Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Russ Vogt, the OMB director, has been dreaming about this moment, preparing this moment since puberty. Russ Vogt has a plan, and that plan is going to succeed in empowering, further empowering Trump. This is going to be the Democrats' worst nightmare. Right.
Capital Beat.
We've got Congressman Eric Burleson on the phone with us this morning. That was Senator Mike Lee there, Congressman. I don't know if you heard that or not, but he's talking about the opportunity President Trump has during the shutdown. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Yeah, great to have you on. So what are your thoughts here? We're in day three. How long does this go?
Yeah, I think that you look for two dates. One will probably be this Sunday because the Senate is not going to have Monday, you know, votes. They're planning to leave. So the Democrats will probably need to do something by Sunday. The other date to look for is September 15, because that's when people's paychecks actually get delayed. Until that point, you know, as you know, like everybody gets paid on the 15th. Most government employees get paid at the first of the month. Some get paid first in the 15th.
Okay.
So that's when you'll see them probably make some kind of forced decision.
All right.
I think that what Mike Lee said is absolutely right, and I've said it for the last couple of weeks that the Democrats have no idea. I don't think they calculated the fact that Russ Vogt is the OMB director, and you just gave him the keys to the kingdom.
And he can implement some of these cuts, and in some cases, those cuts would be permanent, wouldn't they?
Yes. So in years past, when the Democrats, for example, if we were in a shutdown, and then years, even Republicans and Democrats, the tradition is that you just furlough. Well, this time, Russ Vogt is saying, the law allows me to do furloughs, and it allows me to do reduction in force or terminations. And so he can take advantage of this opportunity. And he indicated to me and the entire conference on a conference call just yesterday that he does intend to do waves of terminations.
Wow.
And I think that once the Democrats start seeing, you know, the entire agencies being terminated, And then the next day there's more terminated, and the next day there's more. At some point they're gonna decide to come back to the table.
I think, Congressman, that Donald Trump's first book out of retirement is going to be The Art of Trolling, because honestly, I'll just send that out there to him for his next book title. Because when he sends out a tweet yesterday, or a truth, whatever you want to call it, that specifically mentions, did I mention that Russ Vogt wrote your dreaded Project 2025? I'm going to have a meeting with him. I mean, that should have sent a shiver down their spine.
Exactly. That is exactly. That's who he's talking about. That's who he put in as the OMB director, the author of 2025. So
yeah.
you're giving him the opportunity to execute his playbook.
I heard this, and I had a hard time believing it, but do you actually think Thune and Johnson would go back and negotiate on any of these points in terms of reinstating these Obamacare subsidies or reinstating payments for them? Because if they do that, isn't this going to have to go back to the House? And then I heard that people like AOC and all of them are going to, you know, raise all kinds of hell. I mean, would you vote for something like that?
I don't think that they would this time around. Now, I don't trust the swamp to try to figure out a way to extend these subsidies. As you know, Ronald Reagan said the closest thing to eternal life that we'll ever see is a government program.
So
I don't trust leadership to, you know, at some point try to cut a deal where they extend them or, you know, just or grandfather people in, whatever they're going to do. And so that's why I'm constantly reminding them that unless you've got Hyde Amendment language, in other words, language that prohibits the tax dollars from going to fund abortions, this is an anti-life vote. And all of the pro-life communities are scoring it that way. And they're sending messages to us saying, do not extend these subsidies. This money goes, you know, portions of this money goes to pay for abortions. Now, what I think is Republicans are not going to pass something that does not include Hyde Amendment language, and therefore you're not going to get any Democrats on the vote. And at that point, you either decide, well, we're not going to extend them at all, or if we're going to do something, as Chuck Schumer is basically wanting to, you know, baiting us into a debate on health care costs, then we can do a Republican version of health insurance, a free market health insurance marketplace. You know, so I don't know that they also want to see us do that.
Well, it's certainly going to set up an interesting debate for the midterm, depending on how they handle this. I hope they stand firm. I think they got the Democrats right where they want them, and they're going to fold here at some point when they start to see these cuts rolling down the line. They're going to have to limit the damage. So, Congressman Burleson, I read the letter to the editor you put out about the encouragement of these data centers in the state of Missouri. What prompted that?
It prompted it because there are communities in this state, some in near the St. Louis area, that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That where you have, they have city councils or aldermen that have voted to put a halt or stop any construction of data centers. Well, that's not free market to do something like that. But more importantly, it's, in my opinion, it's foolish because, and it's a misunderstanding of what a data center can do when it's a part of your community's electrical grid. Data centers will sign a contract. They do always sign contracts with your local, like in your case, Ameren, that would say during peak load, we will scale down our utilization. And what that means is that you now have full utilization of your electricity grid, basically a more stable utilization of your grid. and how much electricity is being used, and that therefore more money going into your grid.
Right.
So you've got more money making your grid more robust. You've got data centers subsidizing that because they often pay a higher price for the electricity they're using. I don't know why you would turn away a data center, especially when it comes to national security. This country has to be, we have to be the home for these data centers. It is a national security risk for us to have these data centers in another country.
Well, I don't have all the answers on this, but I did have Mayor Borgmeyer on from St. Charles when this happened. There were a number of red flags, concerns that weren't answered. Number one, this was a company that came in and nobody was allowed to know who they were because of some NDA agreement. So you had no idea who the company was. You couldn't get any questions answered about it. Plus, the piece of property they were wanting to put it on was right next to a subdivision. Those homeowners had questions that they couldn't get answered. And there, I just think at the end of the day, they probably mishandled the whole thing from the beginning. I don't know if it was that the community was against a data center, but that can't be unusual. I think in your own district, you would have maybe a not in my backyard kind of attitude about some of these things if you couldn't get some questions answered. They need to have a little more transparency, in my opinion.
Sometimes, but at the end of the day, for example, like, you know, as long as it's a lawful and legal business, why do we have to know who they are and what they're operating? They might be doing something that's of national security interest, and there might be a legitimate reason that why we don't know who they are. My other point is that, do we believe in property rights or don't we? And I think I'm a property, I fall on the line of constitutional rights, right to property. And if you pay taxes on property, you should be able to build, as long as you're complying with the building codes, what you want to build on that property. And if it's zone for commercial, I don't know what kind of leg they have to stand on.
Yeah, I think that this might have been a rezoning issue, but I mean, I could be wrong. It's interesting. I know there's lots of opportunities out there. Do you feel like there's a statewide problem in Missouri that you're trying to address here?
Yeah, what I thought was concerning about that, about some of the rhetoric that I was hearing about that incident, is the data center utilization of electricity,
right? Oh, okay. Which, and water, too, right?
Right. Because the truth is, people, at the end of the day, the individual consumer, the residential consumer, you want these entities coming in because they are making your prices cheaper. They're buying, because you're basically increasing the buying power, and they're paying more for the same utilization than you are. The more of them, the cheaper your rates are going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's food for thought. That was that was in the Post-Dispatch. If people want to go read your thoughts on it, that's fantastic. Congressman, keep us up to date on this shutdown. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon. Congressman Eric Burleson from the 7th Congressional District. Sorry, I mislabeled him there. The 7th. Congressional District. All right, when we come back, we'll get to Scott on the spot here in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, we're going to talk a little. We're going to get the Chiefs are in today for our Queen of Hearts drawing. Looking forward to that. Get Chief Wiegand and Chief Brown in here and let them battle it out. We may have our own boxing match going on here by the time this thing starts. They're already giving each other grief on a group text message I'm on this morning. We'll see what happens. It should be fun. About 8:20, we'll do that, and we're going to talk more about the growing Bad Bunny controversy with the NFL at 8:35. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.